This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Today in Los Angeles, jury selection begins in the trial of four police officers from the LAPD's Rampart Division. They're the first to stand trial as a result of the so-called Rampart scandal, in which dozens of police officers are alleged to have beaten and framed innocent people. Rafael Perez is the former officer who implicated the defendants in this case. His allegations of police corruption have rocked the city for months. Still, this is not expected to be an easy case for the prosecution. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
This trial may focus as much on former anti-gang cop Rafael Perez as on the defendants. Their attorneys will be quick to point out that Perez did not come clean with prosecutors entirely out of the goodness of his heart. He was facing a lengthy prison term for stealing 8 pounds of cocaine from a police evidence locker, and he told all in exchange for a lighter sentence and immunity from prosecution on the additional crimes he confessed.
I don't think we have to discredit him. I think he's self-impeaching. He discredits himself.
Barry Levan is the attorney for Sergeant Edward Ortiz, who's accused of conspiring with the other officers to obstruct justice in two of the three episodes in the complaint, one in which two gang members were allegedly framed for assaulting police officers and a gun-planting incident. Levan points out, however, that the source of these allegations is Rafael Perez.
I'm going on the theory that Rafael Perez is the monster that he admits that he is, that he has set people up, he's framed them, he's planted evidence on them, he's falsified police reports, he's lied to judges, he's lied to juries, he's lied to prosecutors, he's very accomplished and skilled, he practices it, he plans it. So I don't think there's a way that any human being could now say Rafael Perez is telling the truth.
The prosecution must come up with other witnesses who can corroborate what Perez says, but they've only had a couple of months to do that because the defense exercised their right to demand a speedy trial, says Loyola University Law School professor Lori Levinson.
What they're really saying is that the prosecution isn't quite ready to go to trial, and the defense wants to get them before they have all that information that they might get down the road.
Prosecutors have declined to discuss this case publicly, but the fact that the defendants are charged with conspiracy to obstruct justice may help the prosecution corroborate Perez's allegations. Levinson explains that's because some kinds of testimony are allowed in a conspiracy case that would ordinarily be excluded.
Let's say that Officer Jones goes out and starts bragging to other officers, look, you should join our gang because I'm involved, and then Officer Smith's involved. Ordinarily, that type of evidence would be called hearsay. But in a conspiracy trial, they can use that against Smith.
None of the defendants are named Jones or Smith. In addition to Edward Ortiz, they are Brian Liddy, Paul Harper, and Michael Buchanan. In the past couple of weeks, both the defense and the prosecution have been grappling with reams of information suddenly released by the Los Angeles Police Department. The material further damages Perez's credibility. It includes accusations that he participated in drug deals and a couple of murders prior to the time he's admitted doing anything wrong. There are also allegations that Perez was heard bragging about ruining the careers of officers who crossed him. None of these stories have been confirmed, though the police have had the information for months. No explanation was given for the 11th-hour revelations, according to the district attorney's office, but Harlan Braun, who's defending Michael Buchanan, blames Los Angeles Police Chief Bernard Parks.
He's trying to sabotage the defense. He wants his own officers to be convicted, and then he can say that he took care of cleaning up LAPD.
It's not that uncommon, however, for the L.A. police force to withhold investigative information, according to a recent study of the department by USC law professor Erwin Chemerinsky. In fact, says Chemerinsky, it seems to be a pattern.
Prosecutors and defense counsel said to me they repeatedly had situations where the police just didn't turn over some of the things that had to be turned over. In some instances, it might have been inadvertent. And in some, their sense was that the police were trying to manipulate the flow of information by what they revealed and what they kept secret.
The Rampart trial will play out against a political backdrop. District Attorney Gil Garcetti is running for re-election. He trails his challenger by a significant margin, and the verdict in this case could come before Election Day. An acquittal would add Rampart to the list of big cases lost by the L.A. District Attorney's Office, among them the Rodney King beating, the first trial of the Menendez brothers, and O.J. Simpson, who was acquitted 5 years ago yesterday. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.